Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Here we go. It's hour number four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, and it is time now for the Jake Ferguson Show, brought to you by Miller Lite. Here he is, Cowboys tight end Jake Ferguson. Buddy, good afternoon. How the heck are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, about the same. You know, starting to get excited for this Cowboys-Vikings game on Sunday night. How was practice?
It was good. It was good. It's a little warm out. It was in the 60s today, so it wasn't too bad.
So we saw the on Twitter and the practice report there. Looked like you were working with the trainers a little bit. Everything good to go with the wheels?
Yeah. We'll see. We're taking it day by day, but I think it's definitely something that, you know, I'll be able to go through. So, we'll see day by day right now, but feeling good.
Right on.
So we were just discussing, and Brian broke down this Vikings defense. Brian Flores likes to look through a lot of exotic looks here, Jake. I mean, what's your breakdown, your assessment of the Vikings and kind of what Flores might be doing towards you guys?
Well, yeah, I think first and foremost, they're a veteran defense, you know. They've got some old heads on that side of the ball, and that definitely, you know, that plays into it. You know, they're good communicating. They're good with their calls. And then, yeah, I think – just a lot of man coverage, and I think it's gonna be a good one. But we got a good scheme. Haven't put it all in yet, but right now it's looking good. So excited for this one for sure.
Hey Jake, you know, being a former Wisconsin Badger, I mean, and we're kind of going through this college football stuff right now with all these coaches and changes and stuff like that. But some of these teams aren't playing in a bowl game. Can you from a guy that, you know, has done it here pretty recently. How is that one of those things when you vote on those things? Is it kind of a unanimous thing, or is it like some guys really want to go and, or some guys just say, nah, man, we're just not going to get it done this year? How does that play out?
I don't know. I'm very biased on that sense. I think the old Wisconsin and, you know, something that, you know, the culture my grandfather kind of
absolutely,
you know, helped build there. I think, you know, I would be a fool. I personally hadn't heard of anybody from Wisconsin before me sitting out of a bowl game, let alone saying, hey, we don't want to go to one.
Yeah.
Because, you know, to us, that was, you know, we always try to get close to our guys and, you know, like build that brotherhood. And, you know, that's the last one you get. Like,
right.
Some of those guys who, you know, they might be trying to go to the league, or, maybe they're, you know, fifth year, fourth year guys who are, you know, they're going on, moving on with their lives. That's one more game to just have with those guys. And, you know, yeah, you can get hurt. And you might be going to the league and get hurt or get nicked up or whatever. Sure. But honestly, you know, the game's not loyal. The game of football is not loyal, and everybody knows that. So, yeah, I don't know. I've never heard, personally, I would never sit out, and I will tell you right now, my kids will never sit out of a bowl game.
Yeah, I was just kind of thinking about, because like the old Wisconsin teams. I worked for the Packers for 5 years, so I know all about that that Wisconsin. I love going to Madison. And I knew with, you know, your guys and with your grandfather and all that, man, hell, I was there at the same time he was, and just great teams. But you guys would always go to a bowl game and kill everybody else in, like, the beef challenge. You know, like, they'd have a deal where they'd like, okay, the Wisconsin football team just ate two, you know, sides of beef.
And
they crushed Clemson. Yeah. Clemson tried, but Clemson wasn't getting it done. You know, I always remember Wisconsin, everybody getting off the plane, you know, and it's the non-tan look, but you'd be playing down in Florida or, you know, California, one of those places. I'm thinking, man, these guys are loving life right now.
Oh, yeah. You got to understand, it's 5 degrees up there right now.
Damn right it is.
You know what I mean? And we're struggling. We're barely living. You're telling us we're going to go play a ball game in Florida?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not sitting out of that one.
Playing down there in Tampa. They're going to let us wear shorts every day? Come on, man.
Exactly.
Now, Jake, I grew up in the North as well, and when I go back there now, I freeze my ass off. It's like I lost my cold toughness at some point. How'd that trip up to Detroit treat you?
You know, I think it's different. The Detroit was, to me, I was like, wow, I missed the snow. Like, it's not that cold. But there was a couple days here in Dallas where it was like 50 and just had some wind. I was so cold. Man, in Madison, I was in short sleeves and 40 degrees. Like, it was a beautiful day if it was 40 in Madison in the winter.
Well, we're a long way away past the Lions game, but I mean, Jake, I feel like we become best friends over the course of this year, and friends, we hold each other accountable. The listeners are like, "Oh, you're going to be soft on your guy Fur because he's on the show every week." But what was your reflecting back? Your great overall in the performance of the Lions game when you put the ball on the ground. I'm like, "Damn it, Jake! Yeah, you just told us this."
I give it an F every time. It's the doing too much, and it's the. You'll see, because I feel like I have it tucked away, and I'm really, as I'm going down, I'm sitting there, and, like, I'm trying to get extra, like, at the end of the day, like, I'm just putting two on it, and, like, I'm 250. Somebody will bounce off of me. And if not, the yards don't matter. It's third and 20 anyway.
There you go.
Like, you know, that one's on me 100%.
Now, how about with the road games being tough on you guys this year, and then the late national TV games aren't going your way either? Do you have any theories on why that those haven't been better performances?
No, I don't. I think that's
small sample size.
That's the word. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think, you know, it's all about how you prepare, because at the end of the day, the guys you're playing against are doing the same thing you're doing. So to me, it's all about how you approach that stuff. You're talking about different time games, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the late ones.
I don't think that should be a different. Yeah. Unless you're playing in, like, overseas and you're, you know what I mean? You should be practicing at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
I think, you know, other than that, I think, you know, preparation.
Shoddy's talked a lot about the slow starts. I mean, is there anything that you guys have found, like, man, if we do this or don't do that, how we can get off to faster starts in this game offensively?
Yeah, I think it's just it just comes down to, like, execution. Like, you can't, one, warming up, and then, like, two, just, you can't get punched in the mouth. Like, you should almost get punched in the mouth in warm-ups. You know what I'm saying? And, like, get popped in warm-ups and be like, okay, it's like.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Like, all right, like I'm turned on, you know what I mean? Like the, like my feet are firing and stuff like that, or I don't know. And other than that, like I can't really think of a, and like you just got to execute, I think. Like you just can't go in there lackadaisical is all I'm trying to say.
Have you ever been a guy that wants a teammate to slap you or something, or a coach to slap you before the game?
No, not slap me. That's crazy. I'll have some. Me and Scooney do. We run out of the tunnel and we get a little. I mean, like we just get a little base block on each other, and we like get under your chin. Like I'll kind of hit, or he hits me, kind of pops me under my chin as I like I'm just giving him a look, and then I do the same to him, and that's kind of like our. You know what I mean? Our little run block, like our final, like, yeah, final pop, as you would say before, like kickoff.
I like it. It's the Jake Ferguson Show here with you on your home of the Cowboys, 105 through the Fan. What comes to mind for you first when you think about the Vikings?
You know, honestly, Brett Favre for when he went over there.
Yeah.
But like, honestly, I've got nothing for Minnesota. I've got so much focus around Green Bay just because I lived there, and then like I didn't like them, so it was just, and then I never really even thought about Minnesota, to be honest with you.
That Favre season was pretty dang fun though, but for a lot of Cowboys fans, this matchup brings up memories of Drew Pearson's catch against the Vikings. We got to go back to 1975. But that was like when the term Hail Mary really took off. Like,
it was
a long pass with about 28 seconds to go.
I just learned about that.
Pretty cool, huh? Do you have any Hail Mary memories of you being involved in a game or trying to catch one or anything?
No, I do. The only one I think about is the Michigan State Wisconsin one in the Big Ten Championship.
Yeah,
that one was crucial as a young kid. That one stabbed my heart, but. No, I was never a part of any Hail Mary, I don't think, besides like recess in like fifth grade. And then we got football banned, but.
Were you knocking out kids? What happened there?
If you could call my elementary school principal, any game with a ball got banned. And then there was one point, we had a water bottle and we were playing basketball on the monkey bars and we got that banned too.
Hey.
Oh, it was bad.
Hey, Jake. Listen, is there a rule for wearing eye black and how it should be applied? I mean, I've kind of wondered if we've got out of hand with the eye black.
Are you talking about Brock Hoffman?
Yeah. I'm not anybody. I mean, I think there's guys. I think there was a rule one time. We took a hard left somewhere about eye black.
Yeah.
And what happened there?
Yeah.
What happened?
Somebody, I don't know who it was, but about couple years ago, maybe 5-ish to 10 years ago, somebody did like a skull, and then it was all okay to just paint your face however you want.
Yeah,
I just do the straight line across the nose,
right?
Because I got a big nose, and so the light reflects off my nose, so I got to have it. It eliminates that.
See, that's what I've seen you wearing your eye black. I think okay, he's got etiquette for his eye black. I think there's some people that have no etiquette. And I don't know, if I was in the locker room, I would walk by and say, really, you're going to go with that look today, huh? You're going to go with that look?
Yeah. What's one of your least favorites? What's your least etiquette, your lowest etiquette eye black?
I'll tell you the one, I think my guy Jackson Dart's kind of weird. I think he goes
the Anakin Skywalker.
It goes vertically, right?
Yeah.
I can't figure out what he's doing there. And I'm like, I like you, kid, but I don't like your eye black. You know?
Yeah.
So
I can give the tribute, I believe, is to Anakin Skywalker.
Okay.
From Star Wars when he gets the scar on his eye.
Okay, I learned something here today. Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, I'm kind of with you in the sense of if I'm not sweating because of how hard I'm working, you know what I mean? Like that eye black's going in my eye.
Right.
So then there begs the question, like, you know, are you really sweating? If you can put the
Oh yeah.
So,
all right.
Yeah.
How much thought do you put into your game day aesthetic, like the reflection of the light and all that?
Oh no, I don't think about it too much. Like, are you talking about what I wear to the game?
Yeah, like everything that goes into it.
Me?
Yeah.
No, I usually let my fiance pick out what I'm wearing, and then I just kind of put it on and show up, and then. Oh, I do have a little thing. Like right when I get to the stadium, I do a pretty serious locked in like superstition like routine.
And what's that?
Which is nice. Oh, I do two laps around the field barefoot.
Okay.
Yeah.
With some tunes. Yeah, and I'm usually listening to some tunes. And then I get back, I send the text to the rest of the tight ends when we're doing our ball drills, and then I get an orange Gatorade, a pickle juice, and then two B juices. And then I crush those, and then I get a stretch, and then I go out for – I get stretched by, like, one of our weight room staff guys. And then I go out and just do ball drills with everybody, and that's a routine. We do a lap, ball drills, final lap, come back in. And then by that time, I'm getting the tort all ready to go, and I'm suiting up.
Here we go.
Let's get to the good stuff now.
Man. So what's Hard Knocks been like? I mean, we're two episodes in now. Are you paying attention to that at all? I saw you got interviewed for episode two. Do you notice them around, or are they pretty good at being, like, covert, top secret?
Yeah, that interview I did was probably, like, the second day they were there. So it's pretty delayed. I mean, I feel like it's delayed, but, yeah, I don't really notice them. I don't really notice them at all. They're pretty discreet.
So, how we feeling about running the table here, Jake? You guys confident you can still make a run at this NFC East?
Let's ride. Come on.
I love it.
Dude, Why were you not? Like us on Monday Night Football, just laughing at what was going on with the Eagles?
That was crazy.
Oh, it's so awesome.
Well, yeah, I get thrown off by the little Nickelodeon thing going on.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, they did the Monsters, Inc. I don't know how people watch that.
No, it's nuts. Yeah, and then it started freaking out and like, yeah, it was crazy. That throws me off a little bit. And I'm also rewatching Game of Thrones, so I didn't really watch
it. Oh, nice. Where are you in Game of Thrones?
My fiance just saw The Red Wedding.
Oh my goodness. Did you get a reaction video?
No, I didn't.
Dude.
She was asking so many questions. Yeah.
That's a shocker. So,
oh yeah, yeah. It was a dark day in the Ferguson household.
Oh man,
Rob. Well, glad to hear you're going to be doing all right, Jake. Thanks so much for joining us once again, and give him hell Sunday night. We'll be pulling for you.
I appreciate you guys. You guys have a good one.
Salute. There it is, the Jake Ferguson Show, brought to you by Miller every Thursday here on The Fan. We'll come back, hit the expressway, get you caught up on everything that's been breaking throughout the day. G-Bag the Day in LA live right around the corner as well, and we're back in The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.